Hello, my name is Sarah Stanley. I'm the Assistant Vice President, Marketing and Community Relations Officer of Franklin Savings Bank. I'm a proud resident of Franklin, and I'm also proud to help many community organizations through my involvement as co-chair of Choose Franklin, a member of the Franklin Business and Industrial Development Corporation, the Franklin Business and Professional Women, our local high school booster club, and the Peabody Home Board of Directors. It's safe to say that I have a deep personal investment in the well-being of our community, and I have a clear understanding of the needs of the community and how much the Northern Pass Project would help our local families. We are from New England. We work very hard for what we have. We understand that to attract business, we have to go out and get it. My colleagues and I work at this every day, all day, doing the best we can to bring these plans to reality for our institution. When Northern Pass was first announced, we celebrated its arrival and the promise of thousands of jobs in dozens of career fields. And we applauded the promise of $350 million in overall economic investment to our region as part of the $1 billion project statewide. Think about that for a moment, $1 billion. I know the gentleman before us spoke about the money, but $1 billion is hard to deny. Working for local business, I appreciate the ripple effect that this would cause in this size of an investment. Where I work, we actively partner with an array of local organizations and activities through financial support and direct participation. We proudly serve New Hampshire and support numerous organizations in our market areas. That partnership expands the positive reach we're able to have in our community. Now consider what an investment of $700 million would do to those partnerships. The possibilities are endless, and they are exciting to many in central New Hampshire, as well as all of the state. But when proposals like the ones before you have a chance of passage, you're telling cities like ours to just forget it. I understand some people don't support Northern Pass. I understand some other residents and other communities are fighting against it. It is not fair for another community to block meaningful development, and that's exactly what's happening with these bills. Calls for a moratorium on the Northern Pass or various efforts to halt it, limit it, or otherwise restrict the project and its review process are a clear attempt to kill the Northern Pass. It's my understanding that there's a site evaluation committee in place to review this plan and decide whether it is acceptable based on long-standing requirements and rules. We should trust that they will perform their review with due diligence and allow that process to finish. Fairness is a key piece to this debate. Imposing delays, unenforceable new rules, and costly requirements that make the project unfeasible are all unfair adjustments to be made in the middle of a review process for the Northern Pass. Please reject this bill and all of the proposals before you today. There is a great amount at stake in this debate, and it's important to get it right. I do appreciate and thank you for your time.